broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Live from Maddie's Bar and Grill, courtesy of Michelob Ultra. And speaking of Michelob Ultra, we have some big time, and I mean big time, breaking news.
Now this is some breaking news.
In front of my beautiful face, welcome to the Ultra Club. Bucks Warriors, February 10th, which is on Monday at 7 p.m.
Oh, wow.
We have two tickets to the Ultra Club. That is an awesome game. Now, because Michelob Ultra is here with us, the first person listening to this show that can make it to Maddie's Bar and Grill, come up to me, Ben Brust, tell me how much you love me. I have two club, Ultra Club tickets to the Warriors-Bucks game, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, that all you gotta do is come to Maddie's Bar and Grill in New Berlin. Come to me, Ben Brust. Say I'm amazing.
No
tell
way.
Me you love me. Oh yeah, Waystro. And I will hand you these wonderful, wonderful tickets.
That's amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
Man, to the Warriors. Is Curry.
That's what Michelob said. Michelob Ultra said, Benny, you can give these away, but only if they tell you how much they love you.
That was verbatim from our great team of Michelob Ultra. Here.
That's amazing. Good for them.
Not love us as a show.
No, just Ben. Tell Brad he's a nerd. Tell Kyle he's emotional. And tell Ben you're amazing. Mm. And I hand these two. I can hold them up. I just don't want to hold the barcode up. On stream right now, you can see they're real. I'm holding them up. Two Ultra Club passes. You come here at Maddie's Bar and Grill, you receive two free Bucks Warriors Ultra Club tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks Warriors game. That is amazing, as people would say.
No, that is amazing. I love that.
I know Kyle's looking at him like he's trying to steal him.
Can I win them?
No.
Ben, you're amazing. Can I win them?
I would dare call you amazing.
You can't just text it. You can't call it. You can't YouTube comment. I know everyone spends the entire time doing that already, telling me how amazing I am, like Mark Tauscher did yesterday on Wildy and Tausch. But all you got to do, come to Maddie's Bar and Grill, and I got these Ultra Club tickets for Bucks Warriors right here for you. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nordman, hanging with you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking text line. You can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, Brad Nordman, some electrifying news taking over the internet with your former teammate Cam Newton on ESPN's First Take. Alex Strofe, let's hear from Cam Newton.
Just to pose this thought, what's more important, impact or championships? You look at a guy like Allen Iverson, you stood up on the table and blah, 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 blah. Everybody's not going to be Michael Jordan. Everybody's not going to be Patrick Mahomes. Everybody's not going to be these individuals who have the luxury of saying, hey, I not only dominated this sport, but I also have championships to back it. Like, let me remind you. Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Respectfully, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
So, MVP?
Yes. When you look at those guys and you say, okay, what's more important? Would you have preferred to win a Super Bowl? I think that's the humble approach. But if we're being honest, the impact of you holding yourself accountable to say everybody has a responsibility to do. And you can say as an MVP award winner or All-American, you've held yourself or you've held your end of the bargain down. And that's what it really comes down to for me. I know that's not the popular pick. I'm trying to be popularized. But my take is I'm taking individual success because I did my job.
Now, when I heard this,
that was Cam Newton on First Take.
I did my job.
Did you do your job?
I did my job, Cam. Now, let me start with this. Cam has been nothing but kind, supportive, and a good teammate to me. So I have very little to bad things to say about Cam Newton. I'm going to start there. And his year in 2015 was unbelievable. Best season ever for a Carolina Panther and best season in the NFL that year because he did win the MVP. So I love me some Cam Newton.
Uh-oh.
However, this is why when people ask, who were your team leaders that year, Brad, in that Super Bowl year, I don't mention Cam. I mention Ryan Khalil and Greg Olsen and Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis. I mentioned countless guys before I mentioned Cam because even though this is a pretty shocking revelation from Cam, I didn't know it really went this deep as to him valuing himself over team. He never was that guy that was the true, I will sacrifice myself for the team. Now, football is a team sport, boys. If you want to play an individual sport, go play golf, go play tennis, go play pickleball, play anything other than football because it's the ultimate team sport. And winning the championship is the highest praise that there can possibly be in the NFL. So it certainly matters more than MVP. Now, I've never won an MVP. I've never had the impact of Cam. Cam is 1,000 times the player I was. But the fact that he would willingly not sacrifice the MVP for a championship, it just goes to show a self-centered focus that you cannot win with. That mentality right there, that's why we didn't win the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
When you are so focused on self, it's impossible to win a team sport. So honestly, too, the irony is, if you're like Tom Brady, where the only thing that matters is winning. That's all that matters. Patrick Mahomes, that's all that matters. You get the MVPs thrown in. And one more thing about Nick Foles. Nick Foles has a statue in Philadelphia. He has a statue outside that stadium. Cam Newton will never have a statue outside of Carolina because he didn't win a Super Bowl. I was part of that team. So respectfully, Cam, you're great. I love you. You are an MVP. You are a stud. But you're not a Super Bowl champion. I'm not a Super Bowl champion. And Super Bowl champions, that counts for 100 MVPs.
Let me ask you this right now. Do you think Aaron Rodgers would give up any of those MVPs for a Super Bowl?
He should be willing to give up all four of them for another Super Bowl.
Yep. Put that in the poll. Would Aaron Rodgers give up all four MVPs for a Green Bay Packers Super Bowl?
We sit back and when we talk about quarterback greatness, we never sit back and say, you know what, Kyle? He didn't win enough MVPs.
No.
You know, he might have won all
Hang
these
on.
Super Bowls.
Breaking news. Who we got here? Oh, we got Matt from Maddie's Bar and Grill. Unfortunately, you cannot win the Ultra Club tickets to the Bucks Warriors game. I thought you were going to snag those. They're still up for grabs. The first person to come in. And right now, by the way, we have offered these wonderful tickets courtesy of Michelob Ultra, the Ultra Club for the Bucks Warriors game, February 10th on Monday. I had said, you have to come in here and say, Ben, I love you. Right away, lasagna from Milwaukee. I work 3 minutes away from Maddie's. I refuse to come in and tell you I love you, Ben.
I'm mad.
The price is too high
principle.
For those tickets by telling you I love you, Ben. That's from Justin. So,
a
all right, fine. You don't have to tell me you love me. Just come say you love Kyle and Brad and say you don't like Ben, and you win these at Maddie's Bar and Grill, courtesy of Michelob Ultra's. Maddie himself just stopped by to say hello.
So my last thought on Cam is I hold the MVP to a very high standard. What an accomplishment. To be the MVP of the NFL, what an accomplishment. I have no problem with Cam Newton or anybody holding that as an incredibly high level of esteem and desire. What I have a problem is holding that over a championship. What do you value most? Do you value most an MVP or do you value most a Super Bowl? Every time it should be a Super Bowl. And if I never played with Cam Newton and I never played with him in a Super Bowl, I would still be saying that. We never sit back and say, you know what? You know, he was a great quarterback, but he never won an MVP. He won all these Super Bowls, but he never won an MVP. That doesn't happen. Super Bowl championships equal
Come
greatness.
On in. Yeah, there we go. Hey. What's your name?
Tommy
from where? Tommy from Heartland.
Tommy, you drove all the way from Heartland here, huh? I was in the area.
He was in the area listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, and he walked into Maddie's Bar and Grill and said, Ben, I love you. Courtesy of our great friends at Michelob Ultra, you receive these two Ultra passes to the Warriors-Bucks game on Monday. Congratulations.
Boy, and thank Tommy you for Hartland. Listening.
As he gets a round of applause from
Tommy,
everybody.
Tommy came in here like a movie.
Bad out of hell.
He ran in the door. He looked. He said, I love you. Ben Russ. I said, dang.
I was like, whoa, yeah. My fiance is listening right now. Congratulations to you.
Tommy.
Enjoy the game. Beer for Tommy, please. Yeah?
Yeah.
We'll get him that. Let's say everyone smile while we're on the air. That was pretty cool. The way he came in here. Woohoo. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Jason Mulde, next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Caitlin Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
I'm a naturally inquisitive person.
Holding everybody accountable.
If you feel better about that, I'm happy to do so.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman live from Maddie's Bar and Grill, courtesy of Michelob Ultra. Excited to be joined now by Jason Wilde, who we got to see in the flesh today at the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All studio in our offices in downtown Milwaukee. It says to hold everyone accountable. Jason Wilde, welcome into Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Great to be here, boys. How are you?
Doing fantastic. It was just a fun time here, helping our great partners give away something wonderful. But we did have a chance to listen to Mark Tauscher earlier on Wilde and Tausch, your very program on these very stations. And what we came to the conclusion is, sure, maybe Tausch was talking specifically about the Packers defense being good enough to win in that Philadelphia game. And I don't think we're going to get any disagreements here across the board. Kyle, Brad, yes, no?
No
disagreements? The way we've been dissecting this is the feel that we get is since 2010, the Packers haven't been to a Super Bowl. So we're going deep under the microscope to figure out how and what they need to do to get there. And I think that was the thesis of how our conversation evolved, based off Mark Tauscher saying that the defense was good enough to beat the Eagles. Fair or unfair?
Well, I'm glad you're putting it in the proper context, because I believe he was pretty irritated with you.
Oh, wow. We could tell,
Jason.
Yeah, I think you could. Yeah, you didn't need me to tell you. Look, I think it's important, and I understand all the shtick about, they call it Title Town for a reason and all that stuff. It's really blank and hard to win Super Bowls. And if you don't believe me, ask two other signature franchises, the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. Ask the New York Giants, right? Ask the Giants, who won in 07 and again in 11, and they're nowhere. I mean, they're a heck of a lot farther away than the Packers are right now. So I do think it's important, and I understand your point, Ben, that you're digging down and really doing a deep dive into why they haven't been to a Super Bowl since 2010. But, it would be a lot more work to do a deep dive into why the Cleveland Browns or the Detroit Lions have never been to a Super Bowl. And I know that there are different expectations for different organizations. But this is, to me anyway, underscores just how hard it is, because let's say we took Tausch's statement as that they were good enough on defense to win a Super Bowl. That's not what he said, but he also said that he thought the winner of Packers-Eagles was going to the Super Bowl, which did happen. So let's say the Packers win that game and do go to the Super Bowl. It would be because the defense played as well as it did, not because the offense had been so awesome down the stretch of the season. And my point is that there were years where the offense was good enough. There were years where the defense was maybe good enough, including this year. But everything's got to be good enough at the same time. And on top of it, you got to get the ball to bounce your way. And that has not occurred. And that's why we're sitting here 15 years removed from their last championship or last Super Bowl appearance.
Jason, I just got to know. I know you said Taos said he believed the winner of the Packers versus Eagles game was going to go to the Super Bowl. You don't believe the Packers would have actually went to the Super Bowl had they won that game, do you?
Well, I think what his opinion was that they would then go to Detroit and beat Detroit because of their all the injuries they had on their defense. And then after that, they're playing, you know, the Vikings, the Rams, the Commanders, whoever it might have been, and believing that they could beat that team too. So, again, likely, no, but possible, okay. For sure.
Okay.
Jason, we just heard a clip from Cam Newton on First Take this morning, was
yeah.
it? On First Take. And, boy, it hit me right in the gut. Because, basically, he said that he wouldn't trade his MVP for a Super Bowl championship. And he went on to talk about how he just values that more than a championship. I wonder, if we were having an honest conversation with Aaron Rodgers, do you think he would trade any of his MVPs for another Super Bowl championship? And if so, how many would he turn in for another Super Bowl championship? I said he would probably turn in all four to be a two-time Super Bowl championship quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. Cam Newton really said that?
It was
wild.
It was fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, does that sentiment blow you away, Jason?
Yeah, because all the great competitors, the most important thing is winning. Have you called your former teammate and asked him about the wisdom of that comment?
I definitely shared my thoughts last segment and basically said, you know, that a mentality like that is why we didn't win the Super Bowl, because, you know, football is the ultimate team sport, and if you don't have everybody putting, you know, team before self, it's just not going to work.
Well, I'll say this. He gets credit for being honest, right? Because he knows that it's not the right thing to say. I can't, like, what good do MVPs, like, if you have to choose between one, what good does an MVP do you as opposed to what a title does you? If you're the starting quarterback for the Super Bowl champs, isn't that worth as much, if not more, than being an NFL MVP?
That's what I would think. And honestly, too, you know, he even said Brad Johnson won MVP, Trent Dilfer, Nick Foles won an MVP, Super Bowl. I said, well, Nick Foles has got a statue outside in Philadelphia, and I don't think Cam ever will have a statue. So just an interesting conversation in, you know, the value of MVPs versus the value of Super Bowls. To me, and I'm sure all of KBN Nation, all Packer fans, boy, you would take a Super Bowl. A Super Bowl might equal five MVPs in order to get that Super Bowl championship. That's how rare and how important it certainly is.
Yeah, I think Rodgers would definitely give up all four. I think he is, whatever his faults are, I do think he's the ultimate competitor and wanting to win. And also, let's be honest, I think the better award to win is the Super Bowl MVP. So go win two more Super Bowls and have two more Super Bowl MVPs, and nobody's asking about how many NFL MVPs you've got.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating thing to hear somebody who played at the high level and was almost there admit that. Part of me, like, just still, like, doesn't want to believe it's true, but based off the evidence that Brad talked about as his teammate, it kind of feels like it's something that might have some validity. But I'm with you. I think that, like, despite Aaron Rodgers' shortcomings of getting to Super Bowls, I think if you watched any part of the football part of the documentary Enigma, I mean, the journey of getting back to the Super Bowl and the passion that he had in the loss of the 2020 NFC Championship game against the Buccaneers, and obviously the way that they went out as the one seed in 2021, I think Rodgers would give all four up right away, and I don't even think it's a question. But maybe I'm just repeating everything you said there. It's just I'm just fascinated that Cam said that.
Yeah, and Jason, I have to think, you know, it also in the conversation we started the show with was, man, it's so hard to get to a Super Bowl. Do you have I know us as a show maybe has expectations for Jordan Love to eventually get there. Do you think that Packer fans need to adjust their expectations to be like, you know what, Jordan Love can have a great, can have a satisfactory NFL career and Matt LaFleur at that as well without ever getting to a Super Bowl? Or do you think Super Bowl is required if you're going to have Packer fans look back and say, you know what, that was a good career for a head coach and quarterback?
Yeah, I don't know. Satisfactory and good are, if you're a true competitor, that's not enough, right?
Yeah.
And if Jordan's their starting quarterback for the next 10 years and LaFleur's their coach for the next 10 years, and you ask them when they both retire or LaFleur gets fired or Love gets traded to the Jets, I think they would say there's a big hole in my football life. Because I never won a Super Bowl. I just feel like that's such a, you know, it's such a different thing. Like, you know, if you played high school sports, certainly the dream was to make it to state, right? And, you know, when I was in high school, we had WISA, which you basically had to win like two games to get to state. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, that's not likely. In the NFL, it's different. And, you know, obviously that's a dream come true to play for a title no matter what the level, whether it's high school, college, or pro. But, yeah, I would think, especially in Green Bay where we know what the history is and we know what the quarterbacking history is and we know what the coaching history is, I don't know how you can look back on your career and feel great satisfaction if that's the hole in your resume. Ask Dan Marino. Who had a magnificent NFL career and a Pro Football Hall of Fame career. And I am sure he looks back and says, God, I just wish I would have made it. I just wish I would have won a Super Bowl. I'm sure every year when the Super Bowl's on, he thinks about it.
Jason, you talked about the standard, right? It's not a realistic standard to think that Green Bay Packers are going to go to the Super Bowl every single year. That's just not realistic. So what is the standard for Matt LaFleur to continue to keep his job? Is it he makes the playoffs year in, year out, he'll always be the coach here in Green Bay?
I mean, you have to have a chance to have a chance, and by making the playoffs, you have a chance to have a chance. I mean, there are plenty of coaches that had success, but not enough success and got fired, right? I mean, you know, ask the Bears about Lovie Smith, who took him to a Super Bowl, who had a winning record when they fired him. Like they bonded. Yeah, I mean that's bad, right? To see what has gone on with that organization since then, that's got to be tough to stomach. And I'm not saying that Lovie Smith is like some sort of Hall of Fame coach. I'm not saying that, but you know, my thought is always nothing guarantees you that the devil you don't know is going to be better than the one that you do. And so, you know, you could say Matt LaFleur hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl and this and that, and maybe you decide, all right, we're going to try something different. It could always go worse. And I'm not saying that's a reason to keep someone, but if you're constantly in the divisional round or the NFC championship round, you know, that means you're a pretty good coach. And let's remember, Andy Reid, who is now a clear-cut Hall of Famer, in Philadelphia, he made it to a bunch of NFC Championship games, and he made it to one Super Bowl, but he did not win any titles until he got to Kansas City. Was he a bad coach there? Did he suddenly just become a great coach in Kansas City? Or are there a lot of circumstances that decide NFL success? I would say the answer is number two.
Well, Jason, it's interesting you bring that up because I think people talk about Andy Reid before he won the championship. The one blemish, the one thing he was missing was that Super Bowl title. I mean, that takes you to a whole other level.
It does.
Well, and that's what he's bringing
in,
the nuances. Yeah.
No, it is fascinating.
And Andy Reid went to five straight NFC championships games.
Yeah.
Think about that. I think one Super Bowl, and obviously they kind of struggled at the end and they fired him. But that just goes to show you can be very, very good but not great, and at some point the line is just over.
Yeah, no, I just think about all the great coaches that all, you know, if Dan Reeves couldn't get one and he finally got one, right? Like, I just think about that. So,
Jason, we will be having Gina Della from Pella on our show on Monday, and it is the same day that she will be at my house as some windows and doors, or just door, will be installed at the Brust household. Is there one question that you want to make sure we ask Gina Della from Pella before we tell everyone about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin?
Who would you rather have on a billboard, Ben Brust or Mark Tauscher next to you?
Oh, wow.
Considering she's already had Mark Tauscher next to her, I think I'm set up for failure there. We appreciate the time, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. Listen to Jason on Wilde and Tausch. And as I mentioned, Gina Della from Pella will have a show that's debuting on 620 WTMJ this coming Saturday. So make sure you tune in for that. Make sure you tune in when she joins Kyle Brust and Ortman on Monday, the same day that I'm having those beautiful Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin join KBN, and they're going to come to my house, and they're going to install the windows and the door, and it's going to transform my home value, energy costs, with great warranties of the Pella products, and it just like, it feels like Christmas. Christmas in February. I said February is the worst month in the world. Well, guess what? Pella's going to make February the best month in the world at the Brust household. Check them out at PellaWI.com or 855-PellaWI. We didn't get to it earlier, but I do have a fourth wish on Ben Brust's offseason wish list for the Green Bay Packers. I will give some credit to Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman because they are co-brainchilds of the fourth wish. That's coming up next, live from Maddie's Bar and Grill.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
And I'm going to quote the great Martin Luther King in this.
Wow.
I'm going to bring up MLK. You know what he said?
Oh, wow.
He said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." And you know what matters to me? Booing Craig Council and booing the Chicago Cubs.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do, say girl, I know. You a little too tame, I'll be shooting that shot like 2K,
girl, I know. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. You're listening to Kyle Brust and Ortman live from Maddie's Bar and Grill, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, a proud sponsor of the Milwaukee Bucks. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, and we go to the phone lines. Let's go to Josh in Kenosha. Josh, you have a reaction to Cam Newton saying he wouldn't trade in his MVP season for a Super Bowl.
I gotta kind of go at him a little bit. He said Eli Manning is not a Hall of Famer. Eli Manning is a two-time Super Bowl MVP and two-time Super Bowl champ. Cam is nothing compared to Eli. Sorry, he looks like a clown for that. I mean,
so you would take Eli Manning over Cam?
Eli has more of a Hall of Fame resume than Cam.
Because
easily.
Of the Super Bowls, not because
whether
of
he's a better player or not is irrelevant to the conversation of being a Hall of Famer. His resume speaks for himself on the two-time Super Bowl MVP, which we sucked at getting Super Bowl MVPs right and over-under earlier in the program.
Sure, and what's interesting about that is Cam was a two-time Super Bowl MVP based off how his career went. He would be a shoo-in.
Oh, a shoo-in
Hall of Famer. But he's not going to make it in the Hall of Fame.
If he won, if we won Super Bowl 50 and he was Super Bowl MVP, he might already be a Hall of Famer. Because you're talking about
his career was cut short because of injury.
Yeah, exactly. And like he would have had between 2013 and 2016. I know people aren't that interested in Cam Newton's career here, but like he was one of the best quarterbacks on planet Earth.
He
capped that off in winning an MVP. And if he would have been a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, you would have said those 3 or 4 years, he would have been the best quarterback and it would have been Hall of Fame worthy.
And we have it out on Twitter at KBNESPN, following Brad Nortmanism's teammate Cam Newton saying he wouldn't give up his MVP for a Super Bowl. Do you think Aaron Rodgers would give up his 4 MVPs for one more Super Bowl? 75% of people say yes, 25% of people say no. Madtown alum chimes in. I think he may like Madison as well. If he had never won a Super Bowl, then probably yes. But since he has a ring, I'm thinking he'd probably like to keep the personal achievements without admitting it. Otherwise, his career would be more comparable to Eli.
Whose career would you rather have? I guess Rodgers still. But
I'd still want Rodgers.
Super Bowl and MVPs. You the man.
I guess when you don't have one, you'd give up almost anything to get the one. But then to go from one to two and start stacking them, that's when I guess I could understand the sacrifice, but I still believe maybe he could get one MVP. He traded the other three for one more. One MVP, two Super Bowls. I think he'd rather
have
that.
Are you going to call Cam? Are you going to call him up and say?
I actually don't have his number. I don't have Cam's number.
If you're resourceful, you could get it.
That's true. And I know several people that do.
So, Brad, if you had to give up the fact that, let's say, you only play 1 year in the NFL, but you won a Super Bowl at 1 year, but you didn't get to play in the NFL ever again, would you be like, it is what it is?
Well, you're saying I would get to play 1 year. Would I trade my six-year career for 1 year?
For 1 year.
I only play on one rookie deal, one rookie year, and win a Super Bowl?
Yep.
I'd be a Super Bowl champion. I would trade, even if I won state and won the two Rose Bowls. Badger fans might not be happy about this one. Even if we won all three of those.
Eh, Rose Bowls aren't
daddy. I would trade those all in for one Super Bowl championship. Mm. I'd trade the whole career for one Super Bowl championship.
You must be really good at trading socks.
I'm all right.
Oh, because I'm saying you're giving up 5 years of cash moolah.
Yeah, I mean, but to be a Super Bowl champion puts you in incredibly rarefied air. I mean, look, it's already rare air to play in the NFL. I get that. But Super Bowl champion, I think you, no matter what, you walk away with a level of
That's
satisfaction.
A good question. I'm struggling with that one for Brad.
6 years in the
but
NFL.
But he's got a strong take on it.
Or 1 year at minimum and you win a Super Bowl.
I mean, I wonder how cheap you'd be if you only played 1 year in the NFL. Lexi's still being a putt-putt or what?
Sharing one car and it's 20 years old.
Yeah, you guys would have like a motorcycle with, and she'd be riding in the seat next to it. I want to tell everyone about Palermo's Pizza because you know I love me some Palermo's. And we have a lot of family coming in town this weekend for my daughter's celebration of her first birthday, which means Frozen Pizza Friday is tomorrow. And what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to go to my local grocer, and I'm going to pick out my favorite Palermo's pizzas, which are typically the Screamin' Sicilian brands, but they have so many brands, Connie's, Screamin' Sicilian, Urban Pie, Neighborhood. You name it, they have it. So I'm going to get a smorgasbord of Palermo's pizzas for Frozen Pizza Friday. But the go-tos and the ones that everyone gravitates towards are my favorites, which are the Screamin' Sicilian brands, tavern style, 2.5 feet of stuffed crust cheese, and the I'm Stuffed stuffed crust cheese pizza. The OG Screamin's, thin and crispy, they have it all. Check out Screamin' Sicilian. Find it in your local grocer's freezer. It is absolutely amazing and delicious and will be served at the Bruss household for Frozen Pizza Friday. Coming up next, we're going to get to it. The fourth wish on the wish list of Ben Brust for the Packers offseason.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Pull my baby out the goal. Y'all, get him out. Ain't no way in the world my baby going to get hit that many times with a puck.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Live from Maddie's Bar and Grill with new swag. I'm feeling good, feeling good, feeling good. Courtesy of Michelob Ultra, the official beer of the Milwaukee Bucks. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, hang with you. KBN Nation at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking text line. And see my new swag and our beautiful faces on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
Maddie's hooked me up. I didn't know I was coming home with a new sweater.
And Kyle likes anything free, so he is going to be happy.
And it looked good.
No matter what happens the rest of the show.
I look handsome in black and green and gold.
Time now for wish number four for the Green Bay Packers.
Now, a look at Ben Brust's offseason wish list. Wish number four.
Now, I will go over wish one, two, and three at the end, but let's get right into wish number four here. It is time to officially move on from Jair Alexander. Mm. I would love for the Packers to draft some secondary help in that cornerback position in either the first or second round. Here's why you need to be done. There's a funny stat going around the NBA right now of Joel Embiid, who's played in like 450 games and missed 400 games. Unfortunately, that's getting a lot of publicity. Unfortunately for the Packers, or fortunate, it's not publicized as much, but it's publicized. Since 2021, Jair Alexander has played just under 48% of snaps. In the last 4 years, he has played less than half the games three times. Mm. The best ability is availability. Ha ha ha, cliche, but cliches matter at a position in which we knew. And Kyle, when I had said, hey, do you want to buy this Super Bowl ticket from me? You didn't know Jair Alexander was going to be out.
I did not.
And that's when things tipped for you. We need to let others develop, and at this point, with the availability not being there, we all know what he's capable of on the field, but it's just time. It's time to let go. He was a great player. He was an all-pro, and that second contract was a big number. Obviously, he's not going to get another at this point. It's not the way Goody operates. Time to cut bait, restock in the draft, and let others continue to develop. Don't take the cap hit. Don't put any more on the books. Move on from Jair. That is wish number four from Ben Brust.
Ben, you're 4 for 4.
4 for 4.
You're 4 for 4 with the wish list because you look at Jair, and you're totally right. Everything you said is accurate about him. If you cut him, you save $6.5 million in cap space. But it's even more than that because the Packers and Goody and even the coaches, they structure their decision-making around guys like Jair. Because you say, okay, we got Jair Alexander. He can cover our wide receiver one. Therefore, maybe we're okay with our wide receiver two not being as good. We can shift coverage. But you say that stat where he's played in less than half the games and Jair is gone, it leaves you so exposed on the back end because you didn't plan for that. You planned for him to play. You remove him from all those games and you are in big, big trouble. Give me someone who consistently can play as opposed to a big question mark all the time.
See, y'all know how I feel about Jair. I'm you real have, sweet you, you, you on have, Jair. You have a, I got a soft spot for Jair.
You want to hold him.
Cornerback to cornerback.
Lock it in because he could be so good, man. So I'm so indifferent on Jair Alexander because and the big picture for me is that I understand he has not been available, and you say it all the time, the best availability is availability, but Jair Alexander has not been that. It is not just, you know, once in a while thing. It has become a consistent pattern throughout his career that he's not going to give you a lot of games. When I looked at how many games he played and I saw the number 7 multiple times in the last 4 years, that ain't good, right? And so at the end of the day, the Packers are probably going to move on from Jair Alexander. And my biggest concern with this is that if the Packers' defense wants to be elite, if this team wants to be able to capitalize on the Super Bowl window, execute that 3 to 5 year plan that Goody had, right, you can't do it without having a stud cornerback. And so we talked earlier about is Matt LaFleur always going to keep his job because you understand that Matt LaFleur is going to give you consistency. He can get you to playoffs. Well, moving on from a guy like Jair Alexander, when you know he's healthy, he can be a difference maker.
Stop hitting the table. You're shaking the camera.
I'm sorry. It's very nerve-wracking to me because if we move on from Jair, and I know he hasn't played as much, but I'd rather have Jair for 7 to 10 games than not have a lockdown corner at all, right? Because then all of a sudden we're having a conversation talking about this defensive backing core is getting torched. They don't have a good corner. They got Eric Stokes out there. They got a rookie out there who's not looking good. And so I just understand what the other side could be, and the flip side could be our DBs getting torched, and I don't want that.
Well, I almost wonder on the YouTube chat that we got going on, Justin Abel says, bring back Rasul Douglas. Rasul Douglas playing 17 games consistently at a good level between Jair playing sometimes elite, other times he's not on the field at all. I would rather take the consistency of Rasul
Douglas.
He's
30. Yeah, he's over the hump for Goody.
Like over the last couple of years.
I know. I'm just saying in general. Like, yeah.
I mean, hindsight.
He's too old.
Hindsight-wise, when we look back at it, how much I would prefer to have Jair Alexander because I know the difference he can be. You were probably better off last season than this season having Rasul Douglas on your roster than having Jair Alexander. And Jair Alexander at this point ain't worth much. So you're better off saving the cap space, moving on, and praying that you can sign a new cornerback or draft a stud. But I don't
know. Another hindsight is 2020. They traded the wrong guy.
Just like that. The thing is, you remove Jair and you say, boy, that's a big hole then.
It's a huge hole.
It's a huge
gaping hole.
You got to address that.
Semi-truck.
Free agency, draft. Yeah, I do a lot. No, Xavier McKinney and Evan Williams.
Semi-truck.
You could drive a semi-truck through the hole that's going to be left.
Oh, wow.
That's
a big old hole right there.
I'm glad you gave me some context.
Yeah.
I was like, what, do semi-trucks have holes?
So
I agree with Ben Brust's wish list. The additional challenge comes in addressing it. Goody, it's on you to find your guy in free agency or the draft.
Do you trust Goody? Because this wish list
is
only good if you trust
Goody. You say that because Strofe. What do you think we're going to do next after I give you my four wishes?
I'm confused by the question.
Well, in the 414 out of 4, I want to know after Rob Domofsky joined us yesterday. With him saying the Super Bowl window is wide open, at least for the next 2 years, do you trust Goody to build a Super Bowl championship team over the next 2 years. And part of this will be, if you do move on from Jair, filling those semi-truck holes that Kyle Wallace is talking
beep,
about.
Beep.
But let's go through the wishes.
Wish number one.
Spin the block with Davante Adams. Bring the veteran in at 32. He may be outside the age that you're looking for, but he's a hungry veteran who I think would come at the right price and not too much, who is hunting for his legacy to have a better resume at the end of his career because he went to loser franchises such as the Jets and the Raiders and went nowhere close to a championship.
Wish number two.
Trade one of your first-round picks for a proven pass rusher. Please make the rumors be true. What is the rumor quote, Strofe?
Oh, boy. Rumors rumors are what the jealous hope are true.
I hope it's true that Goody is talking to Spy Tech, the general manager of the Raiders, to find a way to shift some people and picks around to bring Max Crosby. Let's trade a pick, a first-round pick, for a pass rusher. And wish number three?
Wish number three.
Re-sign Brandon McManus. I don't want to do the kicker carousel again. No young kickers. You have somebody that didn't make you nervous at all. Wish number four.
Wish number four.
Move on from Jair. It's going to be tough to fill that hole, but at this point, save the money with cutting him. He's not around, man. He's not available. Three of the last 4 years, less than half of the games played. That is the wish list. Wish five will be tomorrow. The Dam Sports Show is up next in Beaver Dam. Jim, Matt, and Molly are next in Madison. And we're live from Maddie's Bar and Grill. Compliments of Michelob Ultra. Until 5 o'clock, leading you into the Homer Hour. Don't go anywhere. It's Kyle Bruss Norton, and we are back in 2 short minutes.
Don't remember what I read. Don't remember what they said. I guess it doesn't matter.